It's 88.5 KCSN. And we're happy to welcome Josh Ritter to the station. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me here.
It's right off the bat, the new album, the title,
yeah.
Sermon on the Rocks. It seems like we're going to have some fun in the album.
If
I'm going to judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
When you've talked in the past about either going into, as you get close to making a record or during the making of a record, you start to see a narrative forming about mm-hmm. the record. The case here?
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things is I feel like if you're writing and, you know, doing anything you're doing, like, and you're really concentrating, you're not always looking for the big picture. It's just the small stuff that's really, you know, you're kind of painting the edge of the picture and you're not like, and you're concentrating. And so when you're done, when I'm done and I'm like getting to do stuff like think about the title, and I start to notice the themes in the record that I didn't know, you know?
Some subconscious stuff.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. And there was so much stuff about like, you know, about the there's so much like Sermon on the Mount stuff and like, and lots of mountaintop kind of vision stuff. And like, also just sort of, I think I was trying to make some of the things that I feel get talked about in religion these days. I sort of wanted to reclaim that for us as human beings, you know, as opposed to like spiritual beings, you know, like that the stuff that really matters to us happens in our lives, you know, and like whatever happens later is someone else's business.
And you can't really just focus on one day of worship, 1 hour a day, to where you think about the real things. They're happening every minute.
I certainly don't consider myself religious, and maybe not even, I don't know what spiritual, I never knew what that even meant. But I do believe that this record is mostly like, I really just an enormous amount of fun for me, but I do believe that there's something important about us giving ourselves credit as humans when we're nice to each other. You know, we didn't do it because there was a God. We did it because we wanted to. And I think that's kind of the overarching feeling of the record for me. Plus, you know, it was just an incredible ball to make. And I really wanted it to be red blooded and kind of manic and fun, you know.
The song is called Henrietta, Indiana. Factory down in Shutter looked tight. My daddy and my brother and 1,600 others lost everything they had that night. And daddy got a taste for the hot stuff. Henrietta, Indiana was dry. And we'd ride out to Putney. He'd tell me he loved me. The drive home was always so quiet. He had a devil in his eye. Like a thorn in the pole. Just look out for the Lord. Disappointment to the Lord on high. Brother practiced preaching in the basement, perspiration on his face till I knew that something was missing. His spirit was willing, he could not believe it was true. And blessed be the poor, he said, your treasure is on high. And out of Henrietta, Indiana, heard me hallelujah when I finally saw the devil in his eye. Saw the devil in his eye. Like a thorn in the pole, disregard for the law, disappointment to the Lord on high. And I was coming home late from midnight to 8. The radio said that ID'd the plates, left 3 men dead, made their escape by now. Said the sheriff, they'll be in the next day. Will we be able to catch them? Can they bring the dogs in? Can they call up the bureau? Do they have next to kin? Cameras came to our door. I opened it wide. They thought I was crying. It was something in my eye. Bible open to the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed be the poor of Henrietta, Indiana, but happy are the ones that get out. think I'll ride over to Putney. The store will be open till 12. The empty parking lot, the lights, the lonely kid, the register. I see it all clear as a bell. I got a devil in my eye. Like a thorn in the paw, disregard for the law, disappointment to the Lord on high. Like a thorn in the paw, disregard for the law, disappointment to the Lord on high.
You had Trina Shoemaker co-producing.
Yeah.
And you really had, my understanding is you really had known each other. You just kind of, how did you come together to work with?
Well, when I first started, like when I first realized that this record was going to be something where I was really going to take the reins a lot more and for myself, and I was going to really like work on these songs and get them the way I wanted them to before I went anywhere, I decided I was just going to, I had to make this record an adventure. I really had to, like, you know, why go to all the work and why share your stuff if you're just going to go someplace and record and then go home? You just want an adventure. And I wanted to go to New Orleans really bad. I want to take my band down there, and I want to take my family down there and record down there for 3 weeks, because I'd never been, really. I mean, I'd been there touring, but, you know, you're there for 8 hours at a time, and then you're gone.
And as we mentioned earlier, sometimes those 8 hours can be a blur.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. And so once I decided that, I started asking around, and Trina Shoemaker, who lives nearby, was in the came up through the New Orleans music scene, and you know, I talked to her, and she was just a wild genius, and had so many things to say that were about process of making a record, and about delivery, and about how to mix a record, that were unlike anything I'd ever heard. And I knew that if I wanted to really be on an adventure, I had to go, you know, and I had to be with her. And
she seemed like she might be a good person to have out on the far edge of town.
Yeah, it's like we were in there every day. It was just high drama and fantastic, like a good hang, you know. And then you go home through the dark and through the Garden District and have po' boys and raise hell. It's great.
This song is called "Getting Ready to Get There." Mama got a look at you and got a little worried. Papa got a look at you and got a little worried. The pastor got a look, said y'all had better hurry. Send her off to a little Bible college in Missouri. And now you're coming back saying you know a little bit about every little thing they ever hoped you'd never figure out. Eve ate the apple cause the apple was sweet. Kinda got whatever keep a girl from getting what she needs tonight. I'm getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down. Now people cross the street when you walk in their direction. Talk between the teeth and throw in epithets. And the doctor thinks the devil must have got you by your senses. But to live the way you please doesn't sound like possession. It's 4 long years studying the Bible. Infidels, Jezebel, Salomas and Delilahs. Back off the bus in your own hometown. So you didn't like me then, you probably won't like me now. But I'm getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down. And all the men of the country club, the ladies of the Zillery, talking about love like it's happened by liberty. To really be a saint, you gotta really be a virgin, dry as a page in the King James Version. No la-las, no hell yeses, no I can't wait. So gotta see you again, sis, and turn the other cheek. Take no chances, Jesus hates your high school dances. Said your soul needed saving, so they sent you off to Bible school. You learned a little more than they had heard was in the golden rule. Be good to everybody, be a strength to the weak. Be a joy to the joyful, be the laughter and the grieving. Give your love freely to whoever that you please. Don't let nobody tell you about the who you ought to be. And when you get damned in the popular opinion, it's just another damn other damns you're not giving. I'm getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Mama got a look at you and got a little worried. Papa got a look at you and got a little worried. The pastor got a look, said y'all had better hurry. Send her off to a little Bible college in Missouri. Now you come back saying you know a little bit about every little thing they ever hoped you'd never figure out. The Red Sea, the Dead Sea, the Sermon on the Mount. If you want to see a miracle, watch me get down tonight. I'm getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down.
You had an experience just a couple days back. You got to play with the Boulder Symphony.
Yeah.
And first of all, I have to ask the important questions. Were you, in order to feel like that was a band experience, did you have to learn everybody's name?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's like when you start to play with an orchestra, it's like being at a wedding. You know, there's an enormous amount of planning.
So everyone has a hello, my name.
Yeah.
Is
yeah. Everybody's there and kind of knows each other. Most people are strangers. And then there's all this hubbub and hullabaloo around the show that, you know, all these people working and people tuning and, you know, music being shuffled. I saw scores of my stuff, which I can't read music. It was pretty impressive to see. And like,
did you borrow a copy?
Yeah. I wanted to show off to my mom, you know, look at, and, it's high art now. And so that's really fun. And then it happens and you don't remember it. It's a blur. And it's really funny thing with playing with an orchestra. You get this chance to stand there in the middle of this big breathing beast. This thing that's like you're standing in the middle of like if the sound of like say like a flower opening like a rose like a really something really meaty opening that's the sound of that orchestra picking up all around you and all you can do is play the music and try not to forget the words and you can't really listen to the orchestra because if you do. It just sounds so good that you get distracted and your ego gets enormous and then you forget the words.
This is called the stone. Change your face. Change your name. Rip the roots that you laid down. Rip the roots that you laid down. But keep your hurt. It'll keep your pain. A close company. Close company now, lying wide awake in a different house with different arms around you now on a different street in a different town on the same old road. Let the night comes down. Let the night comes down. Your human doubt and free your heart from the stone. Free your heart from the stone, and the stone may roll, but it'll search you out no matter where you go. It'll find you all lying wide awake. In a different house with different arms around you now on a different street in a different town on the same old road. Let the night comes down. on the same old road. Let the night comes down, let the night comes down. Oh, oh.
I guess you would have called the last record a catharsis of some sorts, maybe?
Sure, yeah. I would call it, like, I sort of felt like it was, you know, in a way it was my own form of journalism, because I was feeling like other people must have this feeling too. If I just describe the feelings I have exactly, then people will relate to it. And I was trying not to, like, I felt like I had to be cold-blooded with that record to be like, to really be, just say what I wanted to say and not think about it too much. And this record, it sounds weird, it sounds a little gross, but I think that like a pen, when you're writing with a pen or you're writing with pencil or even just on the computer or whatever, you know, it's one of those few things. It's like it's something that's made by our body. You know, it comes out in this other form, but it's an excretion.
Yeah.
You know? And when things are going great, that is just that's a sponge you can squeeze at will, and it's always, you know, so fun. I really am excited for the half an hour. If I should have a half an hour just to go crazy with the notebook and stuff like that. Yeah.
When you start to feel like something's here, it's, you get it out and you just say, all right, let's get going. I feel something, and
yeah,
then something comes.
It's perfect mojo. It's like I think about it as like you just got like the coin of the artistic realm or whatever you do that you're good at, whatever anybody does. Like, I feel like the most important thing is that you walk into it, that you have this inner confidence, and it's not something you can produce. It's just something that comes and goes. You know, one day you feel like a total hero, and the next day you feel less so.
This is a Roger Miller song, one of my favorite songwriters. It's called Engine Engine Number 9. Let's see, here we are. Engine Engine Number 9, headed down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? The old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't there among the rest, and I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine, engine number 9, headed down the railroad line. She said she got on in Baltimore. 110 miles ain't much difference. It sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers. Don't speak to strangers. Did by chance she find new romance? Warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. I wish that it was me instead of he who stands beside her. Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. She said she got on in Baltimore. 110 miles ain't much distance. It sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. No, I don't think she loves me anymore. No, I don't think she loves me. I don't think she loves me. I don't think she loves me. I don't think she loves me anymore.
You're going to be playing tomorrow night at Fingerprints, a great record store.
Oh yeah, my career has been shaped by the generosity of people who like underdogs, you know, and those, the, you know, Rand over there at Fingerprints has been like a champion, and you get to go in and play in one of these places, and I you know, you find all this new music. I get to meet tons of people, which is something I've always appreciated, and I always get something out of.
And then you're going to come back, and you're going to do a performance at the Fonda on January 19th.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a great room, too.
Oh, yeah, the place is fantastic, fantastic.
What is the Trevor Project charity?
Trevor Project is, was an amazing organization I found several years ago. It's an organization that helps, a lot of LGBT teens and kids who you know, are forced out onto the street and forced into homelessness by their community or by their families, and there it's a real problem, and a lot of people need a lot of help, and Trevor Project does that with great grace, and they're fantastic. So if you get one of those, you'll be helping, and I encourage you to help them anyway. They're fantastic.
Well, we've had fun today welcoming Josh Ritter live in session. Thank you for coming, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me here, Scott.
It's 88.5 KCSN.